from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker. The election is 5 days away, and we're digging into local races. Today, we're focused on Oakland and Alameda County. Kim Jaron chairs the Political Science Department at California State University, East Bay. And Mr. Jaron, let's start with a marquee race in Oakland. The longtime city councilman Ignacio de la Fuente has represented Oakland's Fruitvale District for 20 years, and he's now running for the at-large council seat. He's challenging first-term incumbent Rebecca Kaplan. First of all, why would De La Fuente give up a safe seat?
Mr. De La Fuente, while he has name recognition in his own district, and he has run for mayor a few times, I think he's hoping that by winning this seat citywide, it will give him a wider range of base of support from which he could run for mayor in 2014 against the incumbent Jing Kwan.
Right, and both of these candidates have claimed they're best suited to solve the city's soaring homicide and crime problem. How would you characterize their ability to do the job?
Well, each of them have, I guess you would say, their pluses and minuses. Both of them have spoken out repeatedly, and it's probably their number one issue that they highlight is the need to address the crime problem. Rebecca Kaplan has, you know, in the past been very forceful about the need for hiring more police. And when the issue came up, she voted to do that. On the same time, she also antagonized the Oakland Police Department by attempting to step in between them and some protesters during the 2010 protests along with Jing Kwan at the time. And both of them were perceived as kind of interfering with police duties. And Ignacio de la Fuente has garnered the support of the Oakland Police Department Union. But he was also, along with others, voted to lay off police officers when the police union refused to agree to contribute more to their pension.
Let's talk about the South County seat on the Alameda County Board of Supervisors. Richard Valle is a former Union City Councilman, and he's the incumbent. But he was just appointed earlier this year to replace Nadia Lockyer. She resigned because of drug and alcohol addiction. Now, Valle has a major challenger for the seat, Assemblywoman Mary Hayashi. And she pleaded no contest to a charge of shoplifting last summer. So this sounds like it should be a heated race.
Absolutely. While he has been appointed, this is the first time he's running for the seat itself. And so even though he is the incumbent, he's only been in office several months. However, he has been a fixture in this area for more than 30 years, including owning a very successful recycling business that has employed people who were previously incarcerated and is well known. Mary Hayashi is currently the sitting assemblywoman for this current area, so she's also very well known. So it appears to be a very close race shaping up.
We should also say that Union City Mayor Mark Green is also running for that Alameda County Supervisor's seat, and the winner of this election could have less than 50% of the vote. And one assembly race now. Assemblyman Sandre Swanson is termed out in District 18. He's been representing all of Alameda and much of Oakland and San Leandro. The two candidates to replace him are Peralta School Board member Abel Guillen and Alameda Vice Mayor Rob Bonta. Those are candidates with very similar views.
Yeah, both of them are on the younger side, men of color, if you will. Rob Bonta is Filipino-American. Abel Guillen is of Latino descent. And they are both running with strong support from their own ethnic constituencies, but also both of them received a large number of support from labor unions and community organizations. They both really focused on issues of education and increasing jobs. Oakland is hard-pressed to create jobs.
And any sense of who's got the advantage here?
Well, it depends on who you talk to, but I think it's going to be a tight race, and really it's going to come down to turnout.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Kim Jaron chairs the Political Science Department at Cal State East Bay. Check out our election coverage with interviews on local races in Berkeley and San Francisco and school measures all on our website at kqed.org/election. I'm Cy Musiker.